Divine Risings, how are you all doing today? I am having a beautiful, beautiful day out here in the desert. I am off-grid. I love it. It's amazing. It only gets loud when the airplanes and the helicopters go by, but I wanted to jump on here because I just had a beautiful meditation with a student, and in meditating with them, and we haven't talked to each other since October, so it's just beautiful to see these journeys and paths that we go on. But I think sometimes we get so caught up with everything going on in life that we're just not able to check on one another. So I did. I just wanted to jump on here and actually just check on people and see how everyone's doing. I think that, like, with social media and having, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, even 700 friends, and the way the algorithm works, it's sometimes really hard to just see how everyone's doing, because you want to check on all of these thousands of people, but it would take forever to scroll through, and you have so much going on in your life. So I just wanted to check in on everyone, and also, like, let everyone know how I'm doing. I'm doing great, actually. Again, this master course that's coming along is running, I'd say, smoothly. It's a lot of work because it's putting all the information in, but it's for a great purpose. And I see so many other people doing these amazing things online. Like, I'm seeing other people creating, and I love it. I love that people are opening Etsy shops. I love that people are going live more. And if you're not doing these things, it doesn't mean there's something wrong. Sometimes we take a step back and we're realizing, like, okay, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do that. You know, it's those moments of silence where we really get to see, you know, okay, this is what I want to talk about, this is what I don't want to talk about. It's kind of like being that introverted extrovert. You know, certain aspects of your life you're okay sharing, certain aspects you might not share. No, I love life. And again, I wanted to just jump on here and let people know, like, it's okay to follow your path and do what you're doing. You know, you don't have to feel like pressured to put everything out on social media. You don't have to feel pressured to inform everyone of everything that's going on in your life at every single moment. You don't have to do that. And I'm learning, you know, from this business aspect of being on social media, that there's somewhat of a balance that you'll need to have. Because there's a balance of things you're going to post on your personal page. There's a balance of things you'll post on your business page or your groups or things like that. So that balance is beautiful and it's very divine, and it definitely requires alignment and able to do so. So again, remember to always, always, always focus on yourself. You've got to remember to put yourself first no matter what. I think so many people give so much of themselves to social media and their businesses that they become, they're lacking sleep. And it's, you know, so many studies have proven that sleep is so important. And I say for myself that I don't get a lot of sleep at nighttime, but I take naps throughout the day, and I meditate in the morning, I meditate in the afternoon, and I meditate before I go to sleep. And for me, I've realized that just that 15, 30 minutes, 60 minutes of meditation, because it's so deep, it's actually like a few hours of sleep for me. So if you're someone that's not getting a lot of sleep during the nighttime when you'd like to sleep, try to find moments during the day where you can just meditate. And meditation doesn't have to be 20 minutes in the beginning. You know, I meet a lot of people that are struggling with meditation. You can meditate for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. There's no time limit for meditation. And when you are meditating, know that you don't have to be sitting down in a certain way. You know, I could sit in this chair and meditate. I could lay on my bed and meditate. And when I'm meditating and laying on my bed, as my student was saying, it's beautiful because you don't have to go into REM where you're dreaming, but you can still lucidly travel. You can still have visions. You can still process downloads in a way where your body is relaxing, you know, your heart's relaxing, which it needs to do. Your mind is somewhat relaxing, your legs, your arms. So as your body relaxes and you're downloading and processing, again, that's just balance. So remember to take time to yourself, for yourself, to heal, to grow, to feel, you know, feel and live in the moment. I know a lot of times we're afraid to feel and express ourselves on social media, and I can definitely understand not being able to express yourself for this fear of judgment or whatever reason you may have. I've been the same way. You know, I'm the type of person where if I'm like super sad and I feel like crying, I'm probably not going to go live on social media. That's just me. But I do express myself through poetry, by going live like this and talking about things like that. So we all express ourselves in different ways, but I love being able to do this because when I go live, when I make videos, this is actually therapy for me. That's why I like going live. As I'm talking about things randomly that pop into my head, I'm literally talking to myself and I'm processing those thoughts at the same time and answering my own questions, which is beautiful because I'm also answering. Because a lot of us are living similar lives. We're all on these spiritual paths. They're the same, they're different. Sometimes they're beautiful, sometimes they're horrific. Sometimes you're soaring and flying through the sky, and sometimes you're drowning in oil. So know that there are going to be those highs and lows, those roller coasters of where like everything is going every which way, but at some point, eventually, there will be some form of balance. And it's up to us to embrace and find that balance in our life. And again, that's why I wanted to check up on people and just say, hey, I want you to all know that no matter what you're going through, there's always a solution. You know, you might not see the solution right now. The solution honestly might not come for a couple months, weeks, years, but there's a solution. And if the solution is like really, really big, know that there's going to be like steps and little journeys before that. And the reason why it's great to be patient and focus on those little steps between that is because you're going to learn so much on that journey. A lot of times we have this thing where it's like, I want to become XYZ. And you're so focused on it and you want to do it now, but you're pushing and rushing yourself to the point where you're going to miss a bunch of lessons. And that's why I've learned to just take my time and to just see everything. I do something, I write about it, and I'll write about everything that's going on for the week or the month, and then I go back through it like I would a movie. When you rewatch a movie, you're seeing different aspects and scenes of the movie you might not have caught before. So as I'm rereading my journal entries, I'm like, oh man, I remember this happened, but this happened also. So you're adding to your journal. You're getting to apply these new lessons to whatever's going on in your life now. So on the spiritual path, try to be more patient with yourself. Don't push yourself too hard, because if you push yourself too hard, it's kind of like not getting sleep. And you will need to recharge. You may want to meditate, but at the end of the day, you need the rest. You need the break. You need to just breathe. You know, that's why I love focusing on conscious breathing. Conscious breathing is so important because when you don't consciously breathe, you give too much of yourself to everything around you, and it makes it a little bit harder to, you know, manage the time, manage your space, manage your energy. Again, that all leads to being drained. Very important for empaths. If you're an empath and you're like a super strong empath and you just take everything in, you've got to take time for yourself. You got to check in with others, but also check in on yourself. And when you're working and checking on others, after you're done, try to make sure that you haven't taken on everything that they're going through into yourself, which is what happens a lot of times. A lot of times we'll have a conversation with someone in the direct messages and private messages. You'll talk to someone on the phone, you're there for them and you feel great. And then they feel great. And then afterwards, you're like stressed out because you're like, oh man, you're realizing so much is going on in your life that you might not have been paying attention to because they opened your mind to this stuff that you had suppressed or locked away. So again, when you're talking with people and you're going through all these things, make sure you take care of yourself. Make sure you give yourself the chance to recharge, to heal, to process, to love, to sleep, and to just be, to exist. And through it all, feel. Feel everything that's coming through your body. I embrace every emotion that I have. I do not deny any emotions I have. If I want to cry, I will cry. If I want to be happy, I will be happy. If I want to be moody and grumpy or hangry, then I'll be moody and great, moody, grumpy, and hangry. The key to it all is paying attention to how long you stay in these moods or these mindsets. 10 years ago, if I was hangry or grumpy or moody or upset or triggered, that trigger would last for a long amount of time. I could be triggered for the whole day or the whole week, and I would just like literally fucking hate that person. And I would be like, this person did this all week, it was all their fault. But as time passed and I started to learn from these lessons, I realized that the trigger actually had nothing to do with them. Them triggering me was probably the best thing that ever could have happened, because it allowed me to actually understand the shadows that I was suppressing in my own life. And when we actually understand these shadows that we've been suppressing, and we take the time to process them, and we embrace the shadows, hug them, love them, the shadows literally become your best friends, and they don't trigger you or bring you down as fast, or they somewhat become irrelevant. It's like a big domino effect. When you're able to take out the big, big dominoes or the big shadows in your life, the other ones become irrelevant or they disappear. So this is why it's important to process these things, checking in on yourself, checking in on your shadows and seeing how your shadows are doing. You know, it's nothing wrong with sitting down and having that inner dialogue and being like, yo, shadow, fear of the unknown, how you doing? How are we doing? You know, 10 years ago, you and I butt heads. Now it's like something happens. I'm like, oh, what's going to happen tomorrow? Shit. Then I'm like, you know, I really don't know what's going to happen tomorrow because I really don't know what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes or the next hour. So build these connections with your shadows. Again, when I'm saying checking in on yourself and checking in on others, the others is also yourself, your personalities, your mindsets, the other aspects of yourself, your inner child. You know, we have to check in on our inner child as well. A lot of times we suppress that inner child in our life. You know, the part that's so happy and chipper and wants to dance, and we don't realize that it's hurting. Inner child healing is so important. If you let your inner child just sit in the corner without any attention, it's kind of like how some of us grew up. And you know how that feels. You know how it feels when your parents didn't pay attention to you, and you just sat balled up in the corner, quiet and silent and unable to speak your own voice. So I recommend you show that inner child the same love that you needed or wanted when you were a child. Because you have the lessons and you have the experience and you have the wisdom to do it now. Sorry if you hear like the shaking, it's like really cold outside. But yeah, like I said, I embrace it all. I'm freezing cold, but I'm still on here because I wanted to share this lesson and I wanted to be outside when I did it. Because it's so inside, feel constrained. Again, check in on yourself, check in on others. Doesn't take that long to. You don't have to write everyone on social media in a direct message and say, how are you doing? How are you doing? Copy and paste. You could just post it on your timeline and say, how are you doing? Not everyone's going to see it, but some people will see it and they will respond. And the most beautiful thing about that is what I've learned is from like the business perspective, is a lot of times in these spiritual businesses, we're so eager to like want to reach out to like thousands of people, like everywhere. You're like, I'm putting out content, no one's responding, blah, blah, blah. A lot of times we say no one's responding, but people are responding. I have three that no matter what, there's usually three people that respond to like everything you post. They always like, they always comment when they can. And sometimes we ignore those people because maybe they're not our friends that we're close to or someone we don't talk to that often. But I guarantee you, those three people are like some of the most three important people in your business career. Learn to love them, learn to embrace them, learn to get to know them. I had my three people, and the three people that I had at that time, they're like, we're best friends, we're tribe, and I love it to death. And I'm so glad I paid attention to them. So take the time when you're checking in on yourself and checking in on others, go through some of your posts and look at who those three people are. Even if you have to go back like a whole year. Like Facebook reminds you of stuff from a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. There's usually a pattern of like three people that have just always been there for you and supporting you. So if you check in on those people and you show them that you care because you're listening, you'll realize you can learn stuff from them because a lot of times some of these people want to become your clients. And in teaching someone that's brand new to the spiritual lessons that you've mastered or learned or become an expert at, you become a student again. When I am talking with people about things from the past, it's very interesting because they'll say something or they'll ask a question that I had asked, you know, many years ago, and then I'm like, holy shit, I forgot about that. You know, I totally forgot about that. I've taken it out of my ritual and I want to add it back again. So that's why it's good to check on yourself and to check on others, because there's things that we forget as we grow and we start to alchemically transmute ourselves. You know, we're constantly going from burn everything down, create something new. Burn this down, create something new. Burn this down, create something new. And when we get up here, we forget that it's okay to take this and burn it all the way down to complete ashes and just keep burning it and still take the parts of that that we want to keep and create something new. And that's why I'm always engaging with people. I love interaction because I too forget things. I don't have the best memory in the world whatsoever. Like I just found out earlier today was Wednesday. So yeah, don't be afraid to burn yourself down even when you're up here. Even when you've reached expert level, you're still a student, no matter what's going on in your life. No one is a master, ascended master, that's still unable to learn. Even ascended masters are still learning the process of rebirth. Because for some of us, when you ascend to a certain point and you die and you're reborn and you come back into another body, that's literally your soul now trying to re-identify itself. And you're trying to regain those memories that you had before. That's kind of the process of rebirth. And that's why you have these ego problems and these self-identity, self-sabotaging, destructive behaviors, because your soul's like, oh shit, I think I've been here before. And you start meeting people like you're doing now, and you're like, I think I've seen you before. I know you for some reason. I know this person. Okay, meditation seems easy. Energy healing seems easy. Why is it so easy for me? It may be because you did it in a past life. Check in on yourself, check in with your spirit, check in on others. As you start to see other people and you start to connect with your tribe again, some of your tribe members may have been tribe members from before, different past lives. So when you check in with them, they trigger something or catalyze something in your life. I don't know if catalyze is a word, but you know what I meant. And you start to re-remember things. And you're like, cool, I remember that. Now I remember why tarot was so important. Now I remember why I'm such an expert at yoni healing and things like that. Now I remember why meditation and guided meditations, yes. So again, check in. Check, because there's so many signs and so many answers inside of us, but there's also the ones outside of us. And sometimes we need these catalysts in our lives to trigger these emotions and trigger these feelings and remind us of who we are and who we are as a whole, as a community. And that's why I say, like, we're all one, but we're all individuals. So I tend to trigger a lot of people, which is okay, because a lot of people triggered me, and I am a catalyst for a lot of people, just like a lot of people were catalysts for me. So allow yourself to be triggered, allow yourself to feel, allow yourself to be a catalyst, allow yourself to allow people to catalyze you. I'm gonna coin that, catalyze. If it's not a word, I'm hashtagging it. Someone please hashtag catalyze. Let's make it a big word. And just be in the moment. Let it all happen. Embrace it all. Every moment is filled with so much information to decode, and it can be overwhelming, but if you take the time to check in on yourself and check in on others, shit works out. It's magic. I want to thank everyone for jumping on here today. I want to let you all know that I love you, for everyone watching the video and not watching the video. I still love every single one of you. It's a good life. I think I can actually show people what my life is like here, because a lot of people ask when I say that I live out in the middle of nowhere off grid. This is one of the campers for one of the other volunteers. But this is life out here. It's beautiful, it's gorgeous. Deep breaths all the time. For me, part of my journey and my path was to just separate myself from the big city life or too many people, because I wanted to focus on myself. So I came out here. I recommend for anyone that wants to just get away, workaway.info is a great website to go somewhere and volunteer. But check on yourself, check on your others, and know that you're all loved.